Can you talk a little bit about how you approach CD30 testing and the use of bevacizumab in general with various types of lymphomas, including T-cell lymphoma?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting question, because the amount of CD30 expression that one needs to see actually is very modest. There have been a number of trials in large cell lymphoma and in T-cell lymphoma where they've looked at giving brentuximab vedotin. And in the large cell lymphoma trials, they didn't actually require that you showed how much CD30 expression there was, and just still needed to look and see how the responses differed between the people that were CD30 positive versus negative. And actually, they saw responses in the CD30 negative patients as well. So it seems like targeting helps the response rate be higher, but it isn't quite as essential, and it could also be that immunohistochemistry underappreciates CD30 expression, whereas something like flow cytometry could be a lot better. So in general, I think when you have tumors that have very high expression of CD30, so this is like Hodgkin lymphoma and anaplastic large cell lymphoma, the response rates are very high. In diseases where there is some positivity, you can still see response rates more in the 40% range. And then even if there is very modest or almost no CD30 expression, some of the trials have still shown benefit in about 20 to 30% of patients.